I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, May 13th. There were 5 new cases of coronavirus in Quincy yesterday. The active case total is now 49. Quincy's positivity rate just over 2%. The city is in the yellow category on the risk assessment map. There have been 153 deaths. The debate over whether schools should mandate the COVID-19 shot for students and staff is gaining momentum. It comes as the CDC cleared Pfizer's vaccine yesterday for kids ages 12 to 15. Needham Public Schools plan to require a coronavirus vaccine when the emergency use phase is over. But here in Quincy, Superintendent Kevin Mulvey said the district has been working with local health care providers to set vaccine clinics for students and staff, but he stresses the vaccine will not be a requirement. Governor Baker said there are no statewide plans right now for a school vaccine mandate. State education officials are mandating that the state's largest public high school have its students return to full-time in-person learning, despite capacity and health concerns. Late last month, the commissioner of the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education announced that all high school students in Massachusetts had to return to full in-person instruction by Monday, May 17th. Brockton Public Schools applied for a waiver to have Brockton High School remain in a hybrid model for the remainder of the academic year, but that request was denied. Parents do have the option of keeping their children in a remote learning model. A proposal for a new 16-story apartment building in North Quincy has received initial approval. The Zoning Board of Appeals okayed that plan from Tremont Quincy LLC to build the 240-unit complex at 61 to 69 Hancock Street. The site is now home to Burt's Electrical Supply, a Domino's pizza shop, and a vacant single-family home. The project would include 204 parking spaces on the first 4 floors of the building. Vehicle access would be off of Newbury Street. The developers say they will design the building to be an attractive gateway to the city. The developers say the project will generate about $800,000 a year in new tax revenue for the city. Some residents at yesterday's meeting did express concerns about traffic. However, the developers claim the project will generate a modest 5% increase in traffic. The proposal now requires planning board approval. Her husband's extramarital affair and mental health issues led a Marshfield woman to fatally stab her husband in January, according to prosecutors. 46-year-old Christine Ritchie was held without bail after pleading not guilty at her Plymouth Superior Court arraignment to murder and assault and battery charges. Police responded to the Ritchie home in Marshfield on January 28th after their 16-year-old child called 911. Her husband, Michael Ritchie, had been stabbed in the heart and on the back of his left shoulder. Christine Ritchie told investigators her husband had come in after shoveling snow when an argument ensued and he pushed her. She said she grabbed a knife to scare him away. He then lunged at her and the knife plunged into his chest. There was no evidence to suggest her husband came after her, according to prosecutors. Christine Ritchie's attorney questioned the prosecutor's account. Michael Ritchie was a Boston firefighter and Army veteran. Granite Telecommunications of Quincy's CEO, Rob Hale, and his family have donated $50 million to the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston, one of the largest single gifts the Institute has ever received. The donation will support the Hale Family Center for Pancreatic Cancer Research, which was formed in 2016 after a $15 million donation from the family. The donations are given in honor of Rob Jr.'s father, who was a patient at Dana-Farber and died in 2008. Robert Sr. and Judith Hale established the Robert T. Hale Sr. and Judith B. Hale Fund for Pancreatic Cancer Research at Dana-Farber in 2007. Judith Hale created the Hale Family Center for Pancreatic Cancer in 2012, and with her son established the current center in 2016. Granite Telecommunications also annually hosts the Saving by Shaving event for cancer research. Lately, the event has benefited Boston Children's Hospital, but in the past, money was donated to Dana-Farber. A virtual version of the events earlier this year raised $7.5 million. Quincy College President Rick DeCristofaro and Norfolk County Sheriff Pat McDermott met recently to sign an agreement allowing McDermott's employees in the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office to take Quincy College courses and certificate programs at a discounted rate. The partnership follows in line with other partnerships between the college and the National Association of Government Employees and the Boston Police Patrolmen's Association in an effort to increase educational opportunities for employees of local and national unions and public safety agencies who employ first responders. Pat McDermott was elected sheriff in November of last year and said ensuring access to quality education is one of the best ways to improve the lives of individuals and their communities. Citing the high cost of living in Massachusetts, Governor Baker says he does not plan to follow the example of some other Republican governors who are ending extra weekly unemployment benefit payments. Baker was asked about the issue during a visit yesterday to vaccine manufacturer Moderna's facility in Norwood. The questions follow several Republican-led states opting out of the federal program. While the federal government is funding the extra payments through September 6th, several of those states have opted out. Baker said that policy would not make sense in the Bay State, where housing costs are high and food costs are rising. Employers in Massachusetts are about to have the opportunity to bring COVID vaccines directly to their workers. Governor Baker announced that the state will soon launch an employer vaccination program and give companies two great options for getting employees vaccinated. Legal experts have said that employers will likely be able to mandate that workers get the COVID vaccine down the road. As of Tuesday, more than 3 million people in the state have been fully vaccinated as mass vaccination sites and pharmacies start to offer walk-up appointments. Baker has said the state's goal is to surpass 4.1 million vaccinated residents by early June. There are so many job vacancies right now. Shops and restaurants at Patriot Place had a job fair yesterday in hopes of attracting applicants. With the economy inching back to normalcy, many businesses are doing well, but they're having trouble finding workers. Some blame the government's extended unemployment benefits. The Charles River Apparel Company is hiring, but not always finding suitable applicants despite having 10 openings in all departments. On the Cape, where they're expecting a huge summer, many job vacancies are going unfilled. Wendy Northcross of the Cape Cod Chamber of Commerce said from hospitals to hotels to shops, everyone is hiring. She notes the cost of housing on the Cape may be keeping some potential employees away. Weary Palestinians preparing for a somber feast marking the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan as Gaza braced for more Israeli airstrikes and communal violence raged across Israel after weeks of protests and violence in Jerusalem. The outburst of Mideast violence has reached deeper into Israel than at any time since the 2000 Palestinian Intifada, or uprising. Arab and Jewish mobs are rampaging through the streets, savagely beating people and torching cars. Flights are being canceled or diverted from the country's main airport. For pro-Trump Republicans, removing Representative Liz Cheney from House GOP leadership was relatively easy. Booting her from office will be another matter. The rush to punish Cheney for her criticism of former President Trump and his loyalists is drawing a cast of Wyoming primary challengers so big it could ultimately help her win again next year. Another boost for Cheney is a pile of campaign money and a family legacy that's helped her before. Still, there is no doubt her campaign to call out Trump's lies about fraud of the 2020 election is firing up opposition, in the process revitalizing old complaints about a politician some see is more in touch with Washington insiders than people in Wyoming. Check of business news this morning, and stocks tumbled on fears of inflation. The Dow was down 681 points. The NASDAQ lost 357. The S&P dropped 89. Asian stocks followed Wall Street lower. The dollar rose. The euro was flat. Oil at $65 a barrel. Sports, the A's beat the Red Sox 4-1 last night. Series continues at Fenway tonight. Cavaliers beat the Celtics 102-94. Boston will be in Minnesota on Saturday. And the Bruins will be in Washington against the Capitals Saturday night, round one, game one of the playoffs. The National Weather Service forecast for today, mostly sunny and pleasant, with highs in the upper 60s. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 54. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high 71. Intermittent clouds on Saturday with a high of 71. Sunday, partly sunny and a high 70 degrees. Out on the water, waves about a foot. A light westerly wind becomes southeast later today and a high tide right after 1:30 this afternoon. Sun rose at 5:24, sets at 7:56. So again, sunshine today, highs in the upper 60s. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, May 13th.